Yesterday at the UN Climate Change Conference, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull used his visit to announce Australia will sign up to a global initiative called Mission Innovation. It would see R&D investment in green, clean technologies double to $200 million a year. But the government still intends to axe ARENA, the Australian Renewable Energy Agency, and also the Clean Energy Finance Corporation. For the moment, ARENA is still making announcements, though. Yesterday, it announced the next stage of a project that would result in Australia's largest renewables mining project in central Western Australia. Greg Bourne is the chair of ARENA, and he joins me in the breakfast studio. Hello, Greg Bourne.
Morning, Fran.
Welcome back to breakfast.
Thank you.
A doubling of R&D investment in clean technologies, clean energy. You welcome that decision?
Look, I think this is really important. We in ARENA are investing probably about $500 million over the next sort of 8 years as we go forward. And it's quite amazing what technology can do. And we are seeing quite an innovation drive that's coming from the renewables industry. So I think this is a good announcement. The key thing is spending it wisely. That's the most important thing.
Okay, now that's partly your job. ARENA's job is to spend money to help support big, major renewable energy projects like the solar one you announced yesterday, and we'll come to that. And yet at the same time the Prime Minister is making this announcement in Paris, the Environment Minister Greg Hunt and the Foreign Minister Julie Bishop are both stating that it's still a government policy to scrap ARENA and to scrap the Clean Energy Finance Corporation. Does that make sense?
Look, I guess, you know, for the last 2 years we've been living in a bit of a parallel universe where the government has had one set of wishes, but Parliament has clearly set us up as a statutory entity, and we have been delivering very, very positively over these last couple of years. So my own view is that legislation eventually follows policy change, and I think we will see some policy change eventually, and then eventually we'll see legislation change. So, the answers that Ms. Bishop gave, obviously, very, very clear. But I think we will see change as time goes on. But very definitely, legislation follows policy change.
When you say you think you'll see change, you mean you think the government will drop its intention to scrap ARENA and the CEFC?
Look, I hope so. I really do hope so. I think perhaps more importantly, the market that is in the renewable energy basis looks at there's going to be change afoot eventually. What we've been trying to do over the last couple of years, though, is just really work hard on the commercial and the technological side of things to try and hit runs, to try and, score the changes that we've been trying to do and really drive that innovation. That's the most important thing. And our own view has been build a track record of success and then people will say, yep, that's worth it. Let's keep going with it.
Build it and they will come. In fact, yesterday you announced the next phase of quite a massive solar project in WA, adding thousands of solar panels to a copper and gold mine. Interestingly, the Environment Minister issued a statement supporting that project. Is that the kind of project that ARENA has been engaged in? And is that the kind of capitalisation or build we will see from a doubling of research and development?
Yeah, look, one of the key things on that particular project, the De Grussa mine for Sandfire Resources in WA, one of the key things for that is to show that it is absolutely possible to put renewable energy into the mining space. It displaces diesel, of course. We've also done one up in the far north Queensland in Cape York with WEPA. And the mining industry and renewable energy can go together. The fascinating thing about the De Grussa mine is it actually is providing energy to a crusher, not just a porta cabin camp, for example. So to me, one of the most important...
So mines that are heavy emitters are now switching, so they're going to be clean. They're going to be clean energy centres.
Yeah, beginning to show that it is absolutely possible to do. So there are a number of these now around Australia, but also in other countries where you're showing that the mining industry and the renewable industry can work really, really well together. And we can provide that demonstration effect. And so the De Grussa mine is an excellent demonstration effect.
As I say, the Minister put out a statement supporting that project, announcing that $20 million of of government money has gone into supporting that project through ARENA, ironically. On the same day, he told us that still government policy to scrap ARENA. If ARENA was abolished, what would happen to projects like that one?
Look, I think one of the things that would happen straight away is all of that type of investment would slow down, dry up and finish. The investment will still continue in other countries of the world, without doubt. Sort of Australia, in that sense, we are actually moving along quite fast. But if we were stopping investing in Australia, it's going to happen in America. It's happening in South America. I was only there a month ago in Chile and just seeing what's happening there. It's amazing. So it'll still keep going, but we would lag behind. We don't want to be laggards.
Greg Bourne, you're the chairman of ARENA. We have a Prime Minister who's, since he's been elected, is constantly talking about agility, the future, innovation. We get an innovation statement next week. Have you spoken to the Prime Minister about his attitude to ARENA?
I've spoken to the Prime Minister before he was Prime Minister a number of times as he's come to our particular showcases in ARENA. He's always been fascinated about what's going on. But what we really like seeing here this particular time is the understanding of the technological side of things, but a deep understanding of the commerciality. And that, to me, is the most important thing. The amount of money is one thing. Spending it wisely, technologically and commercially, is something that we try to do. And I think absolutely the Prime Minister wants to have happen to, you know, people's money.
What capacity does Australia have to spend that money wisely, this doubling of our investment in clean energy research and development, if ARENA and the CEFC aren't gone? Who would spend that money?
It would probably be spent via government departments, and it might be sound like a self-serving view, but I think we can actually do it better. In fact, Fran, you know, when we first came into being at the beginning of 2012, in the first year, we actually cancelled something like, you know, $600 million of projects, which were not particularly well set up. And the robustness of the process by both CEFC and ARENA in terms of commercial realities and technological realities means that we do spend very wisely. So it's wise spending of money that matters.
And just very briefly, Greg Bourne, we've got a minute to the news, but uncertainty around the future of a body like ARENA or the CEFC, does that adversely affect investment in renewables and clean technology?
Look, I think the market is basically saying we're comfortable that as policy eventually evolves with the government, legislation eventually follows, that ARENA CEFC will still be around. I think that's what the market is saying. Obviously, we will have to see how time tells.
Greg Bourne, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thank you, Fran.
Greg Bourne is the chair of ARENA.